What's happening locally? The news.
And shall we take that look? Some of the local news stories for you here in the Republic of Panama. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Panama formally protested before the Chancellery of Nicaragua about the permissive attitude of the government of that Central American country by openly and defiantly contravening the development of the diplomatic function. This is stated in a note that the Panamanian Foreign Ministry sent to its counterpart from Nicaragua, a country that granted asylum to former President Ricardo Martinelli, who declared himself politically persecuted following the ratification of his sentence of more than 10 years in prison for money laundering in the New Business case. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Panama rejects that, under the protection of supposed protection, Mr. Ricardo Alberto Martinelli Barrical continues to use the Nicaraguan diplomatic headquarters in Panama for political partisan purposes, with the silence of its authorities, which, for purposes, it is an open interference in Panamanian internal affairs by the government of Nicaragua, reads a document dated the 14th of March, but released this Monday, the 18th. Consequently, the Panamanian Foreign Ministry, headed by Janina Tueni, demands that Nicaragua observe its international obligation to ensure that its diplomatic headquarters in Panama preserves the functions established by the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations of 1961. Indeed, from the Nicaraguan embassy, where he barricaded himself in an open violation of international conventions, Martinelli continues to proselytize in view of the general elections of the 5th of May. There he receives his co-partisans, many of whom are members of the electoral offer of his party, realizing goals for the May tournament. Sends messages with political overtones to his followers. He asks for the vote for José Raúl Moreno, RM's presidential candidate, and uses social networks without restriction to send intimidating messages to those he considers his adversaries. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Panama also released a statement this Monday in which it reiterates that it does not recognize the transfer of the Nicaraguan consulate to a house adjacent to its diplomatic headquarters in the La Alameda urbanization district of Betania, which is why it warns that it does not recognize diplomatic privileges and immunities of Property 61B, and therefore no activity can be carried out there on behalf of the government of Nicaragua, through note number 46, NIC 2245, dated the 4th of March. Nicaragua notified the Panamanian authorities of the following: our consulate will begin to operate as of today in the house next to our diplomatic headquarters, that is our embassy. Will operate from duplexes 61A and 61B in the La Alameda urbanization, Calle 63G. An ocular inspection of the community board of Rodrigo Luque in the province of Veraguas was carried out this Monday by the prosecutor for investigation and follow-up of the case of the second jurisdictional district, Pedro Batista, and staff from the General Electoral Prosecutor's Office. The objective of this inspection was to request reports on the use of the budget items assigned to the 2023 decentralized program, Batista explained. He added that they proceeded to carry out the judicial procedure after a complaint was filed, indicating that the raided community board allegedly uses decentralization funds to promote candidacies for popular elected positions. The prosecutor explained that it will be up to the experts of the Electoral Prosecutor's Office to study the reports received, this is Municipal Decentralization and Social Assistance, to corroborate or not whether there is any electoral crime. Unlike what happened last week with the inspection carried out at the Community Board of Puerto Abelillo de Parita in Herrera, where they did not find its officers or the representatives of that district, officials of the prosecutor's office located the representative Rodrigo Luque. This is Councillor Jacinto Serrano, a member of the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD. The representative stated that he proceeded to provide all the documents requested by the prosecutor's office staff so that the investigation is carried out with transparency. To date, the Electoral General Prosecutor's Office maintains at least 20 investigations related to the allocation of money for decentralization in the community boards. Newspaper reports indicate that in 2023, the current PRD administration, that's more than $260 million, were distributed through the so-called parallel decentralization. 2 days after Mayor Mizrachi's altercation with an official from the Don Bosco Community Board, the self-proclaimed Ghetto Yeye, a candidate for mayor of Panama for the Popular Party, apologized in a video posted on his account on the social network X, which was formerly Twitter. "I want to issue my most sincere apologies to the gentleman from the Don Bosco Communal Board for the way in which I spoke to him," Mizrachi said in the 4-minute and 1-second video. "As much as I was provoked, the way I reacted is not worthy of admiration or my name, nor of replicating," he added. Mizrachi recognizes that even though I was wrong informed, deep down what I said was due to the frustration of thousands of Panamanians who feel forgotten, abandoned, and outraged by the politicians who promise us that they would solve basic problems of the society, of the community. This message will be a source of ridicule for the political caste, but perhaps a little vulnerability and humility is precisely what they themselves need. The guarantee judge, Carolina Santa Maria, charged and ordered the preventative detention of Jeremy Cordoba, alias Wasson, for his alleged participation in the robbery and homicide of nutritionist Charles Dean Zambrano, whose dismembered body was located in the El Llano sector of Felipillo Township on the 24th of December. Dean Zambrano, whom no one had seen since the 7th of March, was the supervisor of a food supply company in La Jolla Prison and had recently filed a complaint against officials who were bringing drugs and liquor into the prison. Investigators now think that this complaint had some connection in the homicide. Cordoba was identified as the person who appropriated Dean Zambrano's car, and everything indicates that behind the events of this group known as La Resistencia, which operates in the Felipillo area. The investigations revealed that the nutritionist was captured, kidnapped, tortured, and murdered on the 11th of March. His body was dismembered and found on the 14th of March, and he was identified through DNA tests carried out by the Institute of Legal Medicine and Forensic Sciences. Cordoba surrendered to the authorities last Saturday after the Homicide and Femicide Prosecutor's Office issued a driving order. Well, the prosecution attributed the alleged commission of the crimes of homicide and robbery to Cordoba. The public ministry managed to collect a large amount of evidence from Cordoba's cell phone that reveals his participation in the events. Panama has expelled 30 vessels sanctioned by the United States Department of the Treasury from its merchant navy and has begun the process of cancelling another 11 vessels that still sail under the Panamanian flag. In total, according to statistics from the Panama Maritime Authority, there are 863 ships cancelled from 2019 to date, and this is for different reasons, of which 706 have been ex officio and 157 have been due to annulment and judicial sales. The information was provided from the visit of a delegation led by Abram Paley, Deputy Special Envoy for Iran of the United States government, who has asked Panama to remove its flag from Iranian ships that have been sanctioned for having been used by terrorist organizations. The last sanction fell last Friday on the Lady Sophia, a Panamanian flagship owned by the shipping company Vishni Inc., registered in the Marshall Islands. Both the shipping company and the Lady Sophia were included that day on the list of the Office of Foreign Assets Control of the Department of the Treasury for having provided assistance to send aid to the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Quds force. Precisely with Paley was OFAC's principal advisor, Miad Maleki, in the delegation. The visit of the American delegation took place on Wednesday and Thursday of last week, but it was this Monday, the 18th of March, that the Panama Maritime Authority reported on its results. The AMP told Paley and Maleki that to date there are no vessels owned by Iranian nationals in its registry that we are aware of. And the National Director of Transit Operations reported that it issued a total of 8,331 tickets for violations in the last 72 hours. Among the most common violations are 1,244 for speeding, 117 cases of proven drunkenness, 66 related to alcoholic breath, 110 for expired licenses, and 622 for inadequate lights. In addition, 335 vehicles were towed, while 383 traffic accidents were recorded, resulting in 94 injuries and 5 fatalities. On the other hand, the police indicated that together with the public ministry, they arrested 580 people in the last 72 hours. Of these, 316 were by trade, 184 for administrative offences, 58 in flagrante delicto, 21 for micro-trafficking and 1 for drug trafficking. Also in this period, $24,568 were seized, along with 26 firearms, with 269 rounds of ammunition and 192 packages of drugs and 2 cars. And that's it. All the sorts of things one carries in their car. And that's our look for this morning. Those are some of the items here in the local news compiled for you on this morning's programme.